Hello and welcome to the Portable Magic Dispenser, a podcast for your school library, public library, whatever library you're in. My name is Lucas Maxwell and I'm your host for this show. What I'm going to talk to you about today is how I intend to run my Dungeons & Dragons convention. And what I will do, of course, is do two of these. So this is the pre-D&D convention. And then after the convention, I'll talk about what worked and what didn't and what I would do differently. So hopefully this will be of use. And hopefully you will start your own. So my intention in March of 2023 is to run a D&D con or dungeon con, as Dungeons & Dragons is so popular at our school right now. It's hard to accommodate every student who wants to play. This will be a chance for them to play. They are playing in the library a lot, but this will be a chance for them to play in a big kind of event. I'm going to try to let 30 people sign up, maybe more, but I don't know. I don't know how many will sign up. I think it will be filled. But the other thing is I'll probably have to do this either on a Saturday or after school, because, and I would suggest that to you as well, because you're going to want to have 3 hours free at least. And that seems like it's a very long time for a program, maybe, but for D&D it's not really. If you're new to D&D, you know, a typical session in person, you know, an adult session can last 6 hours, 4 to 6 hours. It's hard to do that with students, so I would put 3 hours aside. We do a Comic-Con every year in March as well, and that runs 4 hours, but that's, you know, broken up. This will be a little bit more intense. So our ages, we'll open it up to ages 11 and up. It won't matter because we have ages 11 and 16 playing together, and it works fine for us. So you may find that it won't, but you're gonna have to work that out with your own students and stuff. The other thing I'm going to try to do is recruit guest dungeon masters. So I'm going to either bring in older students. I know I have a few older students who are really keen on doing this, but I'm also going to reach out to comic book shops, and on Twitter, some people have already put names forward that might want to do it. The issue with that is cost, of course. If you reach out, you should pay them for their time. So it's a bit tricky there as well. So that's the other thing. So because it's in March, so let's say you have 30 students sign up. You may decide I just want to do 6 kids, 10 kids, that's fine. But if 30 sign up, you're going to have between 4 and 5 guest DMs, dungeon masters, GMs, game masters, whatever. So if you're thinking about guests that, unless they want to do it for free, you have friends, that's tricky. So I have a few students, so I would, this, you know, this may be something you can do later down the line. If you are just starting out with D&D, I wouldn't say jump right into something like this. This will be our third year doing D&D, and even more than that really, so I'm gonna give it a shot and see how it goes. But if you want to try it, I think it'd be really cool. So there's that. So guest DMs, guest dungeon masters to help you out. The cool thing is that so I'm going to have them in tables around the library, just like regular DM stuff. You don't need to buy a lot of stuff. I'm not saying go out and buy maps, etc., minis, or DM screens. Anything can be used as a DM screen. They are helpful. I have a couple that I could use, but my goal here is to have 5 tables set up, each table containing 6 students and 5 guest DMs. The cool thing is that each table will be doing the same adventure simultaneously. It will be interesting to see how this works. I do have rolling shelves that I can put in between maybe 2 different tables to block noise. We do have enough space, so it should be fine. I'm going to be trying something called a one-shot with them, and I'll explain those in a minute. However, what I suggest you do if you do this and what I'm going to do, there's an amazing website, dndwizards.com, and I'll put the link in the podcast notes. It's just dnd.wizards.com/resources/character-sheets. And all it does, you scroll down and you choose your race and class. And they have tons of pre-generated PDF character sheets for you. Done. All done. It takes away all of that headache. Because it is sometimes with young students in Dungeons & Dragons, which is a bit more complicated, it is a bit of a headache sometimes to get them to do their character sheets once they get into it. But if you don't have time, this is a lifesaver. So I'll put that link in the thing. However, what I will do is I'm going to have a sign-up sheet. Once that sign-up sheet is full, I'm going to create an email group. I'm going to be telling them to create their characters in advance if they want to. Otherwise, one will be provided for them. And I'll have a stack of them ready for the day. A huge mixture of races and classes and things like that. So they can just choose. If they say, I forgot my sheet, or I don't know where it is, or I didn't do it. So hopefully they'll create a character sheet way in advance. I'm going to start promoting this in September. And they will send it to me. I'll put it in a file. I'll have it ready for the day. Done. And the other thing is, so yes, reaching out to comic book shops, anything that I can think of to get a guest DM to come in would be really cool. What I might do as well is bring in an author who is known to play Dungeons & Dragons. I really don't want someone in who has no clue. That's just the way it is. I just will need help, probably, with this. I think it'll be a lot of fun, but I will need assistance. Even if I have, I'm very confident in the older students. They are amazing and they know what they're doing. So there we've got that. I'm going to have snacks. Okay. It's going to be on a Saturday, probably around 10 or 11 a.m. It's going to run 3 hours to around 2 o'clock, you know, whatever. 1 or 2 o'clock. There's going to be, I already have the dice. Dice are not that expensive, and you'll find students already have their dice, but you should have dice ready, D&D style dice. You'll have to like look up if you're not familiar with them. But anyway, it's something to think about. The other thing is, what's the adventure going to be? So there are tons of amazing one-shot adventures out there that last 3 hours. If you don't get finished, it's not the end of the world. You may find you have extra time and there's kids want to stick around. The guest DM wants to stick around. You can finish it. What's cool, what's going to be cool, I think, is to talk with the other groups to find out who did what, how did each one differ? Because every table will go down a different route. I've run 2 different campaigns fully with adults and students on 2 different times, and I can't tell you how different things went. Just based on personalities and how they play their characters and things like that. There's a ton of free ones out there that are published and able for you to use right off the bat. There's one out there called, if you want one, if you've got younger players and you want one that's a lot of fun and less violent, I guess, it can be done without violence. It's called Grammy's Country Apple Pie. And this is the introduction. When the ancient wizard Tyndarus develops a craving for a special treat from his childhood, he will stop at nothing to get his hands on the best apple pie in the whole world. He hires a group of adventurers to seek out the bakery that once produced this wonderful dessert. Unfortunately for them, the bakery has long since been overrun by goblins, but all is not as it seems at Grammy's Bakery, and Tyndarus isn't the only one who do anything for those pies. So these characters can be first level. All combat situations in that encounter are avoidable, whether by stealth, negotiation, deception, bribery, cleverness, or good old-fashioned running away, according to the notes. If combat is initiated, then the players no longer wish to participate in. Any combat situation can be de-escalated with a charisma check. And I'm not going to go into checks and stuff like that now, but I'm going to talk about that I'm going to do a free webinar in the future about this stuff. So, there's a ton of cool stuff there. It is a 8-page adventure. It will not take you long to read through. There are 9 different locations. There's no map, but you can create a map. I use a flip chart, and it's a lot of fun. I just simply use a flip chart to, or I get students to draw what they're doing. Okay, so the goal is to, you know, work for Tyne Darris and seek out the bakery, and then find out what happens. There's a cool little twist to it. It's great. So, that's one you could do. I mean, I'm going to have them all play the same one. You could have them all playing different one shots. There's obviously no. The thing that I would suggest is that make sure your guest has these in advance. And these are all free online. And again, I'll put links to them in the notes. They're all PDFs. You can print it off. You could email and say, look, this is what we're going to be doing. Please make yourself aware if you're fine with that. There's another one called the Wild Sheep Chase. And it's a single session adventure, which is free. And these are all things that are available in either two different formats. Two different locations, I should say. One is called the Dungeon Masters Guild, which is primarily D&D stuff. Tons of free stuff in that. And usually stuff that you can buy for £1 or $1 or whatever. So it's really good to support these artists, though, because this is how a lot of them make extra money, of course. And the Wild Sheep Chase is awesome. So it's about a sheep that has the ability to speak. And you realize it's not just a sheep, it's a wizard that has been transformed. So it's great. So I would really recommend that one. I'll go through it a little bit here. It's silly, but it's fun. Again, if you're not a fan of silliness, you might want to skip it, but it's great for younger players. So adventure, danger, and a decent dose of downright weirdness erupt when the parties attempt to grab a rare afternoon of downtime. Is interrupted by a frantic sheep equipped with a scroll speak to animals. So it just gives them the ability to speak to different creatures. Soon they are dragged into a magical grudge match that will test their strength, courage, and willingness to endure extremely bad puns. Will our heroes be able to overcome a band of transmuted assassins on the hunt for a mutton dinner and fend off an extremely bitter ex-apprentice packing a dangerously unstable magic item? There's only one way to find out. So it should be a 3-hour session, okay? For a bit more darker stuff, I would recommend Ice Road Trackers, which takes place in the Icewind Dale. An avalanche blocks a hero's passage through this frozen north. I'm currently running D&D Weekly with some amazing authors, which you can listen to. To be honest, it's called You Should Have Been a Meat Shield, and it takes place in the Icewind Dale. It's a comedy Dungeons & Dragons podcast, and it's just really shameless self-promotion. But if you enjoy D&D, you want to listen to D&D, you want to listen to me be the dungeon master to 4 amazing authors who are really cool and hilarious and really into it, I would really recommend it. So it's me and Dave Rudden and Alex Folks and Alex Dunn and Grania O'Brien, and they're awesome. And they make it a lot of fun. But this is an Ice Road Trackers adventure. And essentially, it's for level 1. They're trapped in this avalanche. And they have some dangerous things happen. It's 11 pages. It does have a map. One map of the place. There are some cool wolves. There are some cool encounters. Icewind Dale. All I ever think about when I think of the Icewind Dale in D&D is the movie The Thing, which is awesome because it is a really scary, kind of creepy place that is a lot of fun to do. So I would recommend that one. And then moving on from Ice Road Trackers, you've got Frozen Sick, which is free on D&D Beyond and on Roll20, if you do use Roll20. It's based in the world of Exandria, which is hugely popular with a podcast and TV show on YouTube called Critical Role. But you may not like Critical Role for whatever reason, but I like it and I think it's fun. So you can play it just by play for free from D&D Beyond. Again, I'll have the adventure there. So essentially, there's this dwarf explorer. He's come home to his village after exploring a nicely icy waste place called Iselcross. He's been out there a year. He's brought home with him several items plundered from these ruins, but among them are these 2 beautiful blue glass vials, which he sold to an elf named Verla Pelk. The vials were then stolen, given to a fence, and sold again to a merchant. The problem is the vial's beautiful blue color is a result of deadly spores that cling to the inside of the glass. and faint cracks in the vials have exposed each person who handles them to a frigid illness, a deadly disease that cannot be cured conventionally. So the disease has already killed the dwarf and Verla, the elf collector, turning them into statues made of ice. So again, a little bit darker, but really cool, creepy one that you could do. You could easily adapt that to Icewind Dale stuff, which is really cool. And then I probably won't do this one, but it is awesome. It's good for Christmas time. It's called Claws for Concern. So if you do your Dungeon Con around, if you do your Dungeon Con around Christmas, this is cool. It's free. You have to save Santa. I did a one-shot Christmas one that was a complete train wreck that I made. I don't have it available because it's not that good. But it was. They didn't get to save. I don't know why I didn't do this, but didn't get to save Santa. They had to kill Santa, which is pretty dark. I don't know why I did that, but they did have to kill Santa. But he had these cool stuff. It had like a Christmas jumper that tried to smother them and things like that. It is really great, and like another one shot, but you can make it for levels one. So there's five there, and they are really fun and easy to do. There's another one that I did that again I don't know if it was free or not. It's called Strayed Gallows, and it's about, it may take you a little longer, but it is really cool. You essentially are delivering a cure to a village that is ill, and you realize that they realize very soon that the cure isn't the cure at all. It's not, it does nothing. It's just a ruse to get you there to solve another bigger problem. And it's really good, and my players that I ran it with loved it. And it's funny, but also has some darkness to it. So you got to kind of gauge it to your age range. So you've got your snacks, you've got your sign up. I would email parents, of course, way in advance, tell them that they're, you know, the students, you have to have permission for them to come in on a Saturday, or we do at least. If you're in a public library, it's different. But your guest DMs, I really, really want someone else, and I apologize, someone told me about this and I haven't done this. I didn't think of it. I don't know about the cost and stuff, but they ran kind of the same thing, I think, and they gave everyone who participated a free D20, which I think would be amazing. So I would love to, I want to have some kind of prize for them. You can't really win. I mean, if you survive, you win at D&D, I guess, but you can't really, they're not in competition with each other. It's just going to be a lot of fun. A lot of D&D, a lot of snacks, a lot of rolling the dice, and people just chilling out and having fun. Of course, I'm going to be promoting books about D&D related books to them, have a display up, and hopefully they'll check out a book, have a good time. I don't know how else I'm going to run it. If I, once it's run, as I said, I will do another podcast and tell you how it went. I hope that's useful or getting you thinking about running your own Dungeon Con. You can call it, of course, whatever you want. I might not call it Dungeon Con. I might get the students to name it something. But I'm really excited to do it. And I'm trying to look for some partners in comic book shops, etc. So that's cool. So thanks very much for listening. And I would really like to hear about your Dungeon Con if you do one. Thanks very much. Talk to you later. Bye.